This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Soybean Association is offering two field days for growers to attend next week. Funded by the ISA Checkoff Program, the events are free to attend. And Illinois Soybean Association District Director David Drosty says there's a good lineup of speakers and topics on the agenda.
I live in Nashville, Illinois, which is located in Washington County. I'm a fourth-generation farmer there, and I've been growing soybeans, corn, wheat, along with double-crop soybeans, and also have a small swine finishing operation that I work on our contract.
Have you been involved with the Soybean Association for very long?
Yes, I've been a district director with the Soybean Association now in my second term.
Great to be talking and visiting with you today, David. One thing I did want to ask you about, the Soybean Association has some upcoming field days in July, and those will be in a couple locations. So I'd like you to maybe tell us about those, where they're going to be held, and maybe what's on the agenda for these field days.
Sure. We've got two field days coming up. The first one is going to be on Wednesday, July 19th in Roseville, Illinois, at the Moore Farm. And then the second one is going to be held Thursday, July 20th in Belleville, Illinois, at the SIU Belleville Research Center. And at those events, we're going to have presenters that are going to be experts from the universities and from within the industry. And people that are attending are going to have the opportunity to listen to different strategies for producing higher yields, diversifying weed management, and the importance of pre-emerge herbicides, along with recognizing and mapping soil pathogens and in-season management for soybeans. There will also be available for certified crop advisors to earn some of their CEUs also at these field days. And at these field days, we will be providing lunch and refreshments for everybody that attends.
Well, great. It sounds like you've got a full slate planned, and I know these are usually really informational. All the farmers that I hear from enjoy and take something away from attending these field days. So, David, if you've attended before, what do you think is your favorite part, or what do you get the most out of from the field days?
Well, in attending in the past, a lot of things I try to grasp is new technologies. There's a lot of new stuff out there, and you can start seeing some of the results from the new technologies. Hopefully, maybe it'll give you better yields and hopefully make producers be more profitable.
How are your soybeans looking on your farm so far this year? I know it depends on where you're located in the state, but we had a lot of replanting this spring with all of the rains. So how do yours look right now?
Well, so far, ours are all planted. We did not have to do any replanting. They are getting off to a fair start. I've seen better starts, but we're not looking just too bad.
All right. Well, sounds good. David, I appreciate your time. And if you don't mind, maybe remind us one more time the dates and locations for those upcoming field days.
Yes. The first one is going to be at on Wednesday, July 19th at Roseville, Illinois, at the Moore Farm. And the second one is going to be on Thursday, July 20th in Belleville at the SIU Belleville Research Center.
David Drosty of Nashville, Illinois. The Jersey County Beef Show took place yesterday morning, and we have those results for you today. Grand Champion Bull went to Clayton Poppy of Jerseyville, and Reserve Grand Champion Bull was shown by Tyler Parker of Dow. Grand Champion Heifer, shown by Chase Meisner of Jerseyville, and Reserve Grand Champion Heifer went to Claire Dorsey of Morrow. Grand Champion Steer was shown by Dylan Torrey of Jerseyville, and Reserve Steer, also Dylan Torrey of Jerseyville. In other news, swine veterinarians from across the country are in D.C. this week to tell lawmakers about the consequences of a foot and mouth disease outbreak in the nation's herds. They're urging lawmakers to establish an offshore vaccine bank to help quickly control and eradicate the disease in the event of an outbreak. 23 veterinarians are making Capitol Hill visits as part of the Swine Veterinarian Public Policy Advocacy Program put on by the National Pork Producers Council. The council's top goal in the 2018 Farm Bill is creating a robust foot-and-mouth disease vaccine bank. Foot and mouth disease affects cloven-hoofed animals like cattle and pigs, but it's not a food safety or human health threat. Iowa State University experts point out that a foot and mouth disease outbreak in America would prompt other countries to shut off U.S. meat exports. That would create a surplus of meat on the domestic market that would cost the beef and pork industries a combined $128 billion over a 10-year span if producers couldn't combat the disease through vaccination. The corn and soybean industries would lose $44 billion and $25 billion, respectively. Job losses across the economy would top 1.5 million. Well, the Jersey County Fair continues today, but no livestock shows will take place until Saturday, and the IPRA-sanctioned rodeo takes place tonight at 7 o'clock. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.